USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A one-on-one meeting over the debt ceiling between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy did not end with silence. Both men spoke to reporters following Monday's meeting at the White House. McCarthy first saying,
"We don't have an agreement yet, but I did feel the discussion was productive in areas that we have differences of opinion."
President Biden said that he doesn't want people forgetting about fair and equitable government revenue.
"We need to cut spending, but I think we should be looking at tax loopholes and make sure the wealthy pay their fair share. I think revenue matters."
The U.S. Treasury Secretary has said Congress has until June 1st to raise the debt ceiling or risk default. Wall Street closed with mixed results ahead of Monday's one-on-one. The NAACP is warning black people to stay away from Florida. President and CEO Derek Johnson says it's about a political move by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
"The governor is using his platform to advance some of the most regressive racist policies in his attempt to become the president of the United States."
Florida Representative Byron Donald says he doesn't get it.
"This is silly and it's dumb. It's political. It makes no sense."
The NAACP also says Florida is openly hostile toward LGBTQ people. Several southwestern states have reached an historic agreement to conserve water in the Colorado River.
The states of Arizona, California, and Nevada have agreed to voluntarily conserve 3 million acre-feet of water over the next 3 years, which should help stabilize the Colorado River. The river's flow has dropped about 20% over the last 20 years. That's caused water levels in Lake Powell and Lake Mead to drop to critical levels. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
TikTok is suing Montana over its new law banning the app. Lawyers for TikTok say the Montana law violates the First Amendment. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
This week marks the one-year anniversary of the Uvalde school shooting in Texas that left 19 children and two teachers dead. The mayor of the town is frustrated nobody's been held accountable.
"It's been a bunch of BS, that we've been a year, and we're still waiting for answers that we are. But we're moving forward to get those answers."
Mayor Don McLaughlin says there has been an ongoing feud over access to records. At least five officers who were there that day have either been fired or resigned. E. Jean Carroll is seeking new damages from former President Donald Trump. The writer is seeking a substantial additional amount over what her team says were insults made by Trump on a CNN town hall a day after she won her case May 9th. She was awarded $5 million in damages after a jury found Trump was liable for sexually abusing and defaming her. Trump's lawyers have responded, suggesting Carroll's newest lawsuit just proves that she is only after financial gain. The White House is speaking out against a new abortion law in Nebraska. Republican Governor Jim Pillen signed the bill at the state capitol on Monday.
"Today is an extraordinary, historic day for the state of Nebraska. We're standing up to protect our kids so that our state has a bigger and brighter future."
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre called the law dangerous, arguing it will put patients and physicians in harm's way and make it harder for women to get the care they need. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.